Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
The scientific method is our guiding principle in scientific inquiry because it guides our systematic study through both intellectual and practical activities. Much of the work is intellectual, meaning research, planning, and analysis, but many would argue that the practical is the most exciting. It's important to vary your child's practical experiences. Exploration can occur at the dentist, the grocer's, and the car repair shop. Observation is an important scientific skill. Many questions can be answered through careful observation. In addition to nature hikes, butterfly farming, and culinary adventures, you can ask many questions that can be answered by observing data while at home. For example, does the heat dry out the air in the house? Record whether the heat is on, the temperature, and the relative humidity over the course of several days at the turning of a season. Are birds more active at dawn or dusk? Count the birds on the bird feeder in the morning and evening and compare. Note that in any of these, you don't interact. You simply observe and record your results. When it comes to the natural world, some of our greatest discoveries come simply through patient and careful observation. Experimentation lets you be a bit more involved. Your goal in this case is to make some change and see if it causes different results. Experiments often answer what if questions, such as, what if I build a dam on this stream? Can I make two streams? Or if I add my yeast and sugar to my dry ingredients, will the bread still rise? Encourage your children to do some research, make a plan, and then try it. Sometimes the results may be messy, but every time will be the opportunity to learn something new for themselves.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.